A new report from the Federal Aviation Administration lays down capacity goals at the nation's busiest airports. The study, released yesterday, exposes the role of airlines in what's become the chronic problem of air travel delays. The FAA guidelines could be a useful resource this summer when airports are expected to be clogged. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
The report identifies how many takeoffs and landings each airport can handle safely in an hour and how many flights the airlines are actually scheduling. It finds that the airlines routinely overschedule. Take New York LaGuardia, for example, which ranked number one in delays last year. The FAA estimated that the airport can handle 80 or 81 flights an hour in good weather conditions, but many more flights than that are scheduled, at sometimes more than double the FAA benchmark. And the report found that LaGuardia is one of eight airports that has a disproportionate share of delays. So when flights in and out of LaGuardia are delayed, it disrupts air traffic all over the country. The report was the subject of a House subcommittee hearing yesterday. Congressman Peter DeFazio from Oregon gave his assessment.
I think an awful lot of the blame here has to go to the airlines, and I find it a little odd. The only solution we're being offered right now by the committee potentially is, well, let's waive their antitrust so that they can get together and collude over schedules instead of saying, look, we're already over capacity during that hour. Nobody else is going to schedule a flight during that hour. That's the way it is. It just seems odd to me that anybody who wants to could schedule another 100 flights during that hour. I mean, this is a free-for-all system.
And one he obviously thinks should end, but airlines and even the FAA say blame is widespread. The reasons for delays in any one given day are complex, from bad weather and outdated technology to mechanical problems and a lack of runways. Jack Ryan is vice president of the Air Transport Association, which represents the airlines.
Delays caused by scheduling practices are at most one-tenth of the problem. Each airline understands its role and responsibility in serving passengers and will not impose onerous delays because of its scheduling practices. The benchmarks by themselves should not be used as the preeminent tool to address delay problems.
Congressman Jim Oberstar, the lead Democrat on the House Transportation Committee, has been critical of the airlines, but he tends to agree they're not the only one to blame for the chaos in air travel.
I urge observers of the congestion scene not to think of delay as monolithic. There is no silver bullet which, if we pull the trigger, will solve the problem. If we just do this one thing, everything will be solved.
The FAA report essentially says things are bad now, and they're expected to get a lot worse over the next 10 years. The agency says it's not trying to impose caps on the number of takeoffs and landings at airports, but when the summer air travel crunch hits and fingers start pointing at who's to blame for gridlock, the FAA can hold up its report and say, I told you so. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Washington.